We are in the season of Lent. That season of about 40 days between Ash Wednesday and Easter. So, what is Lent? Yes, it is traditionally a time of fasting, repentance, and spiritual discipline. But toward what purpose? Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, describes it saying, "The purpose of the loving, liberating, and life-giving Lent is a season when we set aside time for reflection on Jesus Christ and for reflection on who we are and who we want to be, implies that who we are does not need to be the end all. Who we are and who we want to be implies that tomorrow we can be better than we are today. That we can rise above our past as well as our present. That's powerful. How many of you have seen the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding? You see, you even mention it and you start laughing, right? Great movie. Well, if you didn't, the movie is about a woman named Tula Portokalos and her family. Big family. Tula was tired of where she was in life. She didn't like who she had become and wanted to improve herself and move forward in life. But she felt stuck, in a rut, and hopeless. She was sharing her feelings with her brother, Nick, and Nick said to her, "Don't let your past dictate who you are, but let it be part of who you will become." Tula said, "Nick, that's beautiful." And he said, "Yeah, that dear Abby really knows what she's talking about." Nick's statement to Tula is worth repeating. Don't let your past dictate who you are. Let it be part, but let it be part of who you will become. We are not bound by our past. We can be transformed. Our second reading today in Romans chapter 12 is one of my favorite passages. It starts with, "So, brothers and sisters." When you start a sentence with the word "so," doesn't that refer to what was said before? Otherwise, it reminds me of someone coming up to me and saying, "So, how you doing?" Or, "So, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?" No, in the context of Paul's letter to the Romans, he was saying, "So, based on all that you have just read." In the New International Version and the King James Version, it uses the word "therefore." Therefore, brothers and sisters. What was the "therefore"? Therefore. It is there to refer back to all that was before chapter 12. Chapters 1 through 11 talk about God's righteousness being revealed, talked about God's faithfulness and justice, explained that all have sinned, but that all can receive God's righteousness through faith, that we can have peace with God through His grace. We can have new life in Christ and be set free by the Spirit. Therefore, so, because of all this, because of God's mercies explained before, I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. Don't be conformed to this, to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. His whole point in this reading is to encourage them and us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The transforming begins with the renewing of our minds. So how do we renew our minds? Renewing our minds is to move from being conformed to the patterns of this world to understanding what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. One way to begin is prayer, asking God to help us in areas of our life that need to be renewed, transformed, and strengthened. In your pew in front of you, you have what's called our Book of Common Prayer. It looks like this. I ask that you pull it out and turn to page 816. This prayer, that's 816. This prayer is for the church as a whole, but the church is made up of individuals. When you have it, look up so I know you have it. It's made up of individuals. Therefore, I will read this aloud, but I will read it in a personal way rather than as to the church as a whole. You read this to yourself as you listen, okay? Gracious Father, we pray for thy holy Catholic Church, which is made up of individuals. Fill me with all truth, in all truth, with all peace. Where I am corrupt, purify me. Where I am in error, direct me. Where in anything I am amiss, reform me. Where I am right, strengthen me. Where I am in want, provide for me. Where my relationships are divided, reunite them. For the sake of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior. Amen. We all have a past. Some not so bad, some not so good. Wherever it is, our past shapes us, but does not define us. No matter what has gone on before, God can still work with our clay. Our human past is one where we learned to deal with life, perhaps using violence and trickery. But God is and has been calling all of humanity throughout all ages, calling you and me into a different way, the way modeled by Jesus. But when we are conformed to this world, we certainly act like we don't want that. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who were sent to you, how often I have wanted to gather your people, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you didn't want that." And even though the old way seemed to win when Jesus was killed, God's way endures. The reign of God is near, and we can begin to be transformed into his likeness now through renewal. When we talk about renewal of our minds, I need to share with you that this is a key purpose of our Renewal Works program. Presiding Bishop Curry encourages the use of Renewal Works, which is a ministry in the Episcopal Church that focuses on spiritual growth by deepening love of God and neighbor in the lives of congregations and in the lives of the ministries that animate those congregations and in the lives of the individuals who bring life to those ministries. We've had two workshops so far, focusing on where we've been, where we are. We have two more coming up, and the information is in your newsletters, in the weekly news. Ah, Lent. The loving, liberating, life-giving Lent. A season when we set aside time for reflection on Jesus Christ, and for reflection on who we are and who we want to be, daily being transformed by the renewing of our mind as we learn to know our Creator and understand what His will is.